Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Welcome once again to the house of the Lord. Welcome to the house of God, and welcome all of you joining us right now online. I go by Pastor Teddy Santos from Baltimore Christian Faith Center, a place where miracles still happens. Amen? Amen. If you believe in miracles like how we believe in miracles, why, you know, we're cut from the same cloth. And we believe it because the Word of God says it. And we practice it. We see it. We trust in the Lord at all times. And the Lord shows up strong here in our midst. And we bless His holy name. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for waiting for us to come on. We were ministering, doing a one-on-one ministering over the saints. But now we're getting ready to dive into the Word of God. So let's go ahead and start with a word of prayer. Amen. Lord, we love You and we praise You and we adore You, Lord. Blessed be Your holy name forever. I thank You, Lord, for all the saints who are here tonight. I thank You, Lord, for everyone who is watching right now online, whether it's live or not. I thank You, Lord, for Your Holy Spirit that witnesses to our spirit. Thank You, Holy Spirit, for all that You do for us. And I pray, Lord, that as Your word goes forth tonight, I pray, Holy Spirit, that You will be ministering to the people. May You speak to the people, Lord. May the people hear Your voice. May they listen to Your words. May they see You and not me. Thank You, Lord, so very much. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen. This is going to be somewhat of a continuation from last Wednesday evening message. I look around and I venture to say that most of us were here last Wednesday. Amen. Amen? Do you remember the title for last Wednesday's message? I'm going to just start pointing fingers like, you, what is it? No, that's not nice. The basic principles of knowing God. We're going to go back to the basics here. And last week I opened up, if I could just back me down just a tiny bit, please. I appreciate it. We started out with 1 John chapter 2, and we're going to revisit that verse once again. If you want to turn with me to 1 John chapter 2, we're going to start reading verse 3. Amen. And I'll wait for some amens here. I got just one amen so far. I'll wait for another half a minute or so. If we're almost there. We are in 1 John chapter 2, towards the end of your Bible. All right, can we start reading? All right, let's go ahead and read that. 1 John 2, starting in verse 3, says, "Now by this we know that we know Him." And how is it? If we keep His commandments. Verse 4, "He who says, 'I know Him,' and does not keep His commandments is a liar, and the truth is not in him." Verse 5 says, "But whoever keeps My word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walks." I have a feeling that I will be sharing quite a bit here on 1 John chapter 2. Primarily on these three set of verses, or four verses, call it, that we just finished reading. As the Lord leads, and today I was super excited about a discovery that I made coming from the next chapter. But if the Lord allows, I'm going to potentially share on it next week or the following week, if the Lord wills. But right now, we're going to stick in the topic of the basic principles of knowing God. Now, whether the person's experience, the reader's experience of fellowship with God has led them to know the Lord personally, here is a clear-cut example right now that John is giving to every single one of us as a test to whether or not you know the Lord truly. And that is this. We know that we have come to know Him if we obey His commandments. Amen? Do you think that you are able to have close fellowship with God if you, I'll use an example, if you grieve the Holy Spirit? Absolutely not. You're not going to have any sort of fellowship with Him at all. Say you know that you're not supposed to do a certain thing, like for example, lie. Why? The Holy Spirit is probably going to distance Himself from you. His holy angels who are supposed to guard you, they might step back a little bit. If you know you're not supposed to be dishonest, so many things that I could list right now. The Bible says that you are not in fellowship with God because you are not obeying His commandments. Now, one thing that I want to make clear this evening is this, is that fellowship with both the Father and the Son, and to know one of them intimately, to know one of them is also to know the other. And there is a difference. And I really wanted to dive in the difference tonight, speaking about knowing the Lord Jesus Christ, knowing the Father, getting to know the Father through the Son, Jesus Christ. But I'm being led right now to share a verse with you that comes from 1 John chapter 1. So just back up here, one chapter. Let's go ahead and read 1 John chapter 1, verse 3. You could go ahead and put it up. 1 John 1, 3 says, "That which we have seen and heard, we declare, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ." Do you notice that there's a break right here? There's a distinguishment. Yes. Thank you. Notice that he says, we have fellowship and we know God. He makes a distinction between two people. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and His Son, Jesus Christ. Let's back up a little bit and indulge in this verse for just a brief moment. John's goal in writing about these realities was that the reader, meaning yourselves, may have fellowship, as he writes it, may have fellowship with us, meaning the apostles. Listen to where it starts. Right now, John is saying that he wants the reader, which are Christian people, people who have already been saved, to have a fellowship with him, meaning John, the apostle of the Lord. What is this saying? Our fellowship starts in knowing God intimately, as instituted by the Lord Jesus Christ, for us to be in unity, to have unity in the church. I'll take one amen for this one here. Just one amen is fine. All right, thank you for all the amens. I'm getting ready to explain here. I don't want to lose anybody. It starts out with a connection with someone who is being a pastor, an apostle over your life. A messenger of God over your life. You see, by what you see someone do, led by the Spirit of God, it's going to ignite something that is going to bring us all together to have fellowship with our God. Amen? And since he later, in 1 John chapter 2, since then, he made it clear that he regarded the readers of his letters as genuine Christians. And so his goal right now is not to convert people into knowing God. And being as though the readers are already saved, they needed this letter to enjoy genuine fellowship with the apostolic circle to which the author belonged. And right now, even though we are reading a letter, we are reading the Word of God. Is this making sense? Yeah. So right now, he wants people to read this letter just as God wants us to read and study his Word. Amen? Now, I want to make something clear right now. Apostolic fellowship is with both the Father and his Son, Jesus Christ. It is wrong for us to put anyone at this very moment over somebody else because they are all one. However, even though they are one, they are different people. You have God the Father, and we have God the Son. And they both want to have fellowship with you. Amen? It used to be once upon a time where I thought that God the Father was more important, was higher than God the Son. When the Lord once upon a time kind of pulled me on my ear right here and said, "You can't be doing that. You go through my Son before you reach me. You know, you can reach me through my Son who pretty much laid it all on the line so you have access to me." But you want to know something else? We need guidance of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit who's here with us right now. He walks with us. He guides us. He leads us. Amen? Amen. Now, in order to acquire fellowship and also to acquire knowledge, there is one condition that is absolute, and there is one condition that is vital, that is necessary. And it goes back to our opening verse and the beginning of this conversation that we are having right now, and that is this. It's very simple. It's God's love language. What is that? It's obedience. It's as simple as that. I want to say right now, what is the point of us clapping and raising our hands and worshiping and singing praises, giving our tithes, going to church, doing good deeds, all these great things, but we don't obey the Lord with all of our hearts? What did Samuel say to Solomon once upon a time? That's right. To obey is better than sacrifice. This has always been the love language of our God. And if we want fellowship with the Lord, if we want knowledge, unity with God, this is crucial. We must obey. Let's get back into the Word of God. Let's go to John chapter 14. We're going to read John chapter 14. We're going to start in verse 21. And you can go ahead and put that up. John 14, starting in verse 21, says, He who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him. Judas, not Iscariot, said to him, Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world? Valid question. Verse 23 says, Jesus answered and said to him, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we, meaning him and the Father, will come to him and make our home with him. A couple of things right now. The Lord Jesus pretty much repeated himself here right now for Judas, not Iscariot. And it plainly said what is going to require, what is going to take for God the Father and God the Son to walk with you and have unity with you. It says, we will have fellowship with you. We will come to you and approach you. We will make our dwelling place in you. Two people right now. You see, one way for a Christian to be certain that they truly know their God, that they truly know their Lord, is through this process. What process is this? Obey his commandments. Obey his statutes. Obey everything that the Word of God instructs us to do. I look around and we are all believers here. Yes? We're all faithful believers in the Lord. Is there any time where you have doubts and questions as far as something that you should do or not do? I reckon this might be a personal question. The Holy Spirit is going to give you insight to whether or not something is of the Lord or not. A lot of times we get caught in our emotions and we do something out of haste, we do something out of a knee-jerk reaction, but later on the Holy Spirit convinces us of it. It's going to be required that you repent from that. Amen. Ask the Lord forgiveness. Amen. You know, when we had a weak moment, when we fell, when we gave in to desires of the flesh. And God is graceful and just to forgive us of all of our sins. Amen? Amen? But nonetheless, we bless the name of the Lord for the Holy Spirit that convinces our spirit that we did something wrong. But nonetheless, we are also very cognizant of God's commandments. And because you love him, you keep them. I would like to read 1 John chapter 3. Verse 22, that says this, and whatever we ask, we receive from him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Praise the Lord. It's plain and simple. It's just plain and simple. Imagine you receiving just about everything that you ask from the Lord in a moment's time, simply because you do what is pleasing in his sight and you obey everything to the best of your abilities. You see how that works? Let's go over two verses over from verse 22. Verse 24 says something very similar. Verse 24, now he who keeps his commandments abides in the Lord. They abide in him and the Lord in that individual. It worked both ways. And by this we know that he abides in us by the Spirit whom he has given us. I was a little bit careful not to get too carried away, I didn't dig myself into this one verse, because here now we can start talking about the Spirit of God that's inside of us. By the Spirit whom He has given us. I just want to say one thing. This is plain evidence of sonship. And when I say sonship, I also mean daughtership. I think that's a word, right? Daughtership? Should be, right? I don't think I'm totally wrong on this one here. But you understand what I'm trying to say, yes? I have, praise the Lord blessed me with a son who is an infant child. I have a 4-year-old daughter that has quite the vocabulary. She knows how to express herself. She knows how to ask for certain things. And she also knows how to go about it in a particular type of way to her father, right? And a lot of times I fall victim of her special requests, even though I know it's too late for candy, right? Even though I know that if I give her this sugar shot, I'm going to be paying for the consequences for the next 3 hours, whether it's day or night, right? But there is a bond, there is a unity between my daughter and myself, which is equal to the bond that we have with God. And we get that bond through obedience. And when we obey the Lord, we receive the Spirit of God that has direct communication with God, and we receive our petition. We receive what we ask. You see how that works? Amen, amen? Romans chapter 8, please. If we can go to Romans 8, verse 15. I'll go ahead and take the verse. It says, "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit." Notice that this one here is capitalized and the first one is not. There's a very big difference here. I want to read that from the beginning. "For you did not receive the spirit of bondage," notice lowercase, "again of fear, but you received the Holy Spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father." That spirit of adoption, that Holy Spirit that you have received from God, makes you sons and daughters of the Lord. Amen? Amen or no amen?
Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Do you understand how things are working right now?
Amen. Yes.
I mean, these are just basic things for us to be aware of as sons and daughters of God. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6 is another verse that I want to show you right now in relation to the topic. Go ahead and put that up, please. Galatians 4, 6. Thank you. "And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father." Amen. I want all of us to know here tonight that only sons and daughters receive the Holy Spirit of God. That is a fact. If you have given your life to Jesus, you love the Lord. And because you love the Lord, you are particular to keep His commandments. That it is your duty to please God the best you can by your obedience to His word, you have the Spirit of God inside of you. And you have been made a son and a daughter unto the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
These are just basic principles in knowing your Heavenly Father, your God. Only sons and only daughters receive the Spirit of the Lord. Now, I am propelled to say this right now And I've preached about this once here within the last 6 months. And I believe that I might be sharing a little bit more about it as the Lord reveals. And that is this. This does not refer to the fullness of spirit, which all sons have not received. Do you know what is the fullness of spirit? If somebody would like to say something right now, you're welcome to say it. What is the fullness of spirit to you?
The Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues.
You're in the right track. But I think I heard it right here. Be filled with the Spirit. That's exactly right. There is one thing for us to receive the Spirit of God. And there is one thing to be filled with the Holy Spirit. And evidence is by what you said. Now, this is one of the evidence. When we speak in tongues is one of the evidence of the Holy Spirit inside of us as being filled. It's not the only thing, but it's one of them. Right? Now, it's very important for us to understand that we must seek the fullness of the Spirit. We must seek being filled, being charged, being... Maybe I should have written adjectives. Down, you know, for me to use as an example. But it's very important for us to seek fullness of the Holy Spirit. But before all of that, you must first become sons and daughters of the Lord for us to be filled with the Spirit. You see, one has to happen before the other. And I want to give you an example right now as far as what I'm referring to, found in the book of John, chapter 7. And we're going to start reading verse 37 all the way to verse 39. Okay, I'll take that. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. But here's the differentiating factor here. Verse 39 says, "But he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given because Jesus was not yet glorified." Brothers and sisters, there's one thing for us to believe in God, receive God into our hearts, receive salvation, and drink of the Lord. And it's a different thing with the Spirit being poured out over your life and you being filled with the Spirit after you have received the Lord Jesus. Amen? I hope you don't think in your hearts right now, because I believe there's someone right now asking themselves at this very moment, "Am I going to go to hell if I'm not filled with the Spirit of God?" And the answer to that is no. You're not going to lose your salvation because you're not filled with the Spirit. But I will say this. I will equally say this. The Lord Jesus is coming back to resurrect a bride that is perfect. A bride that is spotless, that is clean. He is coming to take home a church that is on fire. for the Lord. And the only way that we have fire from God and live in the fire is through the Holy Spirit and a whole lot of it.
Yes.
Amen? So, I don't want to live a mediocre Christian life. I don't want to live a life that is just getting by and knowing about the God of this Bible. I want to know the God of this Bible personally. And we do that by obeying His commandments. And we do that. After we obey, God will bless us and grant us to be filled with the Spirit of God. There are many things that are missing in the life of the saints. And one key denominator, one key thing that I notice is missing in the lives of many people in the day and age that we're living in today, within the last 20 years, I'd say even 30 years, is Holy Spirit fire. A lot of people are just comfortable. I mentioned this last week and yesterday also. A lot of people are comfortable with where they are. Amen. They're comfortable with the life that they are living. And they're not seeking out a more intimate relationship with their God. This is not what the Lord wants for us.
Amen.
God wants intimacy.
Yes.
God wants oneness.
Yes.
God wants your total heart. And He wants your obedience. He wants your devotion to Him 100% of the time. When this happens, you receive the Spirit of fullness, meaning you will be filled with the Spirit of God that will be poured out over your life. But first and foremost, before we even get to that, we need to obey. We must obey. Amen?
Amen,
amen, church? I hope this wasn't a hard message. If in case this message messed with you a little bit, I bless the name of the Lord for that.
Yeah.
It is not my goal to offend anyone. It is not my goal to push anyone away or make anyone feel guilty. It is my desire to wake up everyone who has been sleeping.
Amen.
It is my desire for everyone to discover their true identity in the Lord.
Amen.
For us to live a fruitful life, a victorious life.
Yes, Lord.
You know, we want to build
yes.
the kingdom of God. Amen?
Amen.
I know I just don't want to walk in through the pearly gates of heaven or however I'm going to enter the gate. Heaven, if it's through a gate or what it might be, I just don't want to arrive and just be just another ordinary saint.
Amen.
Amen. I've mentioned this, I think, Sunday morning. I want my crown to be heavy.
Yes, Lord.
I want my attire to be, you know. I want to have my rewards up there in heaven. Than down here on earth. Amen?
Amen?
And for that, just living a mediocre life, just getting by, just settling for whatever, it's not going to get me there, and it's not going to get anyone there. Amen?
Amen?
So by all means, the basics of getting to know your God starts out with obedience. Let us obey. Let us be, I say this word a lot, cognizant. Let us be aware, amen, of what we do, of what we say, our actions. Let us be aware of the Lord our God in all that we do. And then we're going to please Him. And that's when we get more of the Holy Spirit and more of the Holy Spirit. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let's conclude. Lord, we love You. And we worship You and we praise You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, so much for Your word here tonight and Your instructions. We bless your holy name, Lord, for your patience with us, every single one of us. We thank you, Lord, that you care for our individual needs. And I pray, Lord, that we won't just settle for just the basics, but we would want more and more of you. Lord, I pray that not just our knowledge of you would increase, but also, Lord, our intimacy. Also, Lord, the Holy Spirit inside of us. I pray, Lord, that he will feel comfortable in this temple. Meaning, Lord, us. We, Lord, who carry your Spirit. I pray, Lord, that we will all have a hunger and a thirst to serve you, to obey you, to trust in you, to have faith in you, Lord, at all times. I pray, Lord, that the fire that you have placed in us will not grow dim, but will grow strong in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, once again. Lord, we love you, and it is in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. God bless you.
Let us continue to praise the Lord with our tithes and offerings. Let us give thanks to the Lord for this offering. Father God, we bless you for this offering. Lord, you supply all of our needs. All of our needs. Lord, you supply so much to us for us to be able to do all that you want us to do here on this earth. We bless you for being in us. You are wherever we go. And may we joyfully take you with us everywhere we go, knowing that you are there with us. May the light of Jesus shine through us, knowing that he is in us everywhere we go, and your Holy Spirit as well. May we be that bright and shining light in this world that people need to see. May we displace darkness everywhere we go. No matter who is around us, may they see the difference, and may the darkness back away, because it has no ground to stand on. We love you, Lord. We bless you for this offering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.